Okay, today is Daf Kuf Tes Vav. Today's share is sponsored by Brachin Kenny Norensberg, Lila Nishmas, Moshe Dov Ben Shaul Pinchas. Okay, up to the Mishnah on Kuf Yud Dalet Amud Beis. Here we go. Hamocher Kelov Visvarv Biad Acher. Somebody sold his Kelim, or his Svarim, or his books, to somebody else. V'yatzal Hashem Geneva Be'ir. But there came a rumor, or there came a call that the person was robbed. In other words, Reuven bought Kalim from a guy in the street. He bought a book from a guy in the street. Guy that's selling books in the street. And Reuven bought a book. But then he realized, everybody realized, that Shimon was robbed one night. Shimon was robbed one night. And Reuven, it's really Shimon's book. Somebody, Ghana stole it, and I sold it to Reuven. Really belongs to Shimon. So if that happens, Yishava lo lokeya kama nasan, Reuven has to swear how much he paid for the book. Okay, because he can't keep it. It's not his. It's really Shimon's. Reuven has to swear how much he paid for it. V'itol, and then he gets the cash back. Okay, we made that, this is a takana. In other words, we force Shimon to pay Reuven back, we force Shimon to pay Reuven back, so that Reuven, the innocent purchaser, is made whole without having to go to Beis Din, without having to fight anybody. Listen, he's a guy who went in the street. It's called Takanas HaShuk. We want the Shuk to be a bustling marketplace. We don't want people scratching their head, if I buy this, and it turns out that it's stolen goods, then I have to go to Beis Din. We don't want that to happen. We want people to buy things. We want business to be busy. We want businesses to be busy. So what do? We say, you know what? The innocent purchaser, you go back to the owner. The owner will give you a check. You give him the thing back. Now the owner has to go chase the ganav and prosecute him for being a ganav. But the guy in the street, he's off the hook. Okay? He is an innocent buyer. He doesn't know anything. Doesn't want to know anything. The last thing he wants is I go buy to the store and I buy a piece of jewelry for my wife. I have to think it's stolen. We don't want that to happen. All it's going to do is discourage business. Now, v'yim lav, and if not, what do you mean if not? And but if it did not become a rumor in the street, there's no such rumor, then lav kol haimenu, none of this has to apply. Shnei Omer, because I say, Machron la'acher v'lochan zehaimenu. Maybe Shimon sold the book to Reuven, and now Shimon regrets it. So what does he do? He makes a thing, it's stolen goods. What means stolen goods? You sold it to me. You don't like it? Right? He sold it to him. Oh, I sold him that book. Oh, you know what? I'll say it was stolen. Then I know halacha. I'll have to get the book back. And then there I am. I paid for it. I thought I wanted to sell it. I changed my mind. So there's no such rule like that. Only if there's a rumor that there was a robbery. Now the Gemara is going to flesh this out. You so far understand the case? Or no, simply you look puzzled.
No.
Okay. It's a big deal that there was a rumor that there was a robbery. What does that change the fact? Big deal, it was a rumor. Lechash, let's be afraid. Dilmazav Ninuhu. Shimon sold the book to Reuven. V'hu niu kamapik shma. And now he wants it back. He sold the book to Reuven. Now he wants it back. I mean, he regrets it. Sounds he's going to get it back. I'll say it was a robbery. Right? I'll make it look like it was a stolen goods. I'll pay. But I'll get it back. Right? So Amar Rav Yehuda Rav, no. You know why you can't say that? Because we're talking about Kigon Shabo, Bnei Adam Besoch Beiso. People were invited into his house that night. Right? This is what happened. Shimon invited some guys to stay over at his house. And little did Shimon know that they were the ones who robbed him. They were the ones who robbed him. The Figon, and the yelling out. Right? He's crying out, Balayla, in the night, V'amar Nignavu Kelit. Kleai, my kelim were stolen. It says the Gemara, if that's true, kolshkein ilam matza, then for sure he could be making it up. He's making it up. It's such a good story. I invited over this guy to stay by me and he stole, making it up. So Rav Kahana Messiah Baba Shred Rav Darav, Rav Kahana finished the sentence. Kigon, for example, Shaisa Machteris Chasur Besoch Peso. What do you mean he's making it up? There's a tunnel in the house. Somebody they dug a tunnel out of the house, right? Ubnei Adam Besoch Beso, Ubnei Adam Shalanu Besoch Beso, and the guys that I left over to stay in my house, Yatsu, they're the ones who snuck out. The avukoros shalkel malkespeim with bundles of stuff on their shoulders. The kol omer, and everybody was yelling, "Nignivu kelev shalploni," right? Everything was stolen. In other words, this halacha only applied in the very rare case where you see them as they're robbing you. You watch them robbing you. You watch them leaving under the tunnel, and everybody, the wife, everybody's yelling, "Hey, get back here, you thief!" Then there's a rumor that there's a theft. Now this guy, Reuben, is walking down the street and he sees a book. Well, he always wanted to read that book. And he buys it. That's the case where he can give it back to the owner. The owner has to pay him for it, whatever he paid. He has to swear how much it was he paid for it. And then the owner has to go chase after the ganav. But the innocent purchaser, we leave him alone. Why? Because it's takanas hashuk. Now the Gemara says, the Dilma Kalim Havi Svarim Lo Havi. Maybe it was only Kalim and not books. So Svarim. No, they were yelling also Svarim. We didn't say that part, but they were yelling also Svarim. The Dilma Velechash Dilma Zutri Vikatan Ravavi. Well, maybe he stole the cheap books, the cheap novels, nobody reads those, and he's gonna taina that it was expensive stuff. No, again, Amrab Yosi Vikhanina, Tikamri, Sefer Ploni Uploni. No, they named the books. This following Sefer, my Mishle, my this, my that. They were naming the books. So again, maybe they're old, worn-out things. Nobody wants that. But he's tying them brand new. So Amarav, no, could go to Amri Halalu Kelo Shalploni, Halalu Svarv Shalploni. Again, they were being very specific. As the guy, so it's a very, very unusual case. As these people are running out of your house, tunneling out of your house, they're yelling, "Hey, that's my 1991 edition of Mishle that you're stealing," and that's. That's what's going on, right? They're being very, very specific. That only in this case do we have this halacha that the takanas hashuk. Right? Otherwise we don't know. Could be it's baloney. So it has to be, all the facts have to be that it's not baloney. Umi amar Rav Hachi, did Rav say this din? Vamar Rav, Babi Machteres, if somebody sneaks into your house, tunnels in, Vinatal Kalim, and steals Kalim, Vyatza, and he leaves, Putter. He's Putter. My time, why is he putter? Because b'demikinanu, because he acquired those kalim with his life. Why? Because we all know the halacha. If somebody sneaks into your house, tunnels into your house, right? It's a parsha in mishpatim. He has the din of a rodef. You can kill him. So when he tunnels in, he knows this is a life or death situation. So it's very similar to he acquired the items because he put his life at stake. He didn't die. But he put his life at stake. So it's as if he was ready to die, and therefore Rav says, Adin, in Sanhedrin, he acquires the books, he acquires the stolen goods, because he would have fought to the death. So the Gemara says, yeah, you're right. Hani Mila, that's only true, the Kinin Hu Baba Machteris to make Kara, Masanashila Katola. Yeah, that's only true if somebody tunnels into your house in the middle of the night, it's a life or death fight. Hani, but over here, Kivin Dola Masanaf Shara Likatla, lo. Here, remember what I said? These guys were invited guests. You invited them in to sleep there for the night. Once they're in there, now they had a mishagas to go steal things from you. So they didn't come in as a machteris. It was only afterwards. That din of Rav, that if they tunnel in, they acquire the stolen goods because it was a fight to the death, that only applies if they tunneled in to begin with. Here they were invited in as guests. Doesn't apply. What? They tunneled out, exactly. They tunneled out, they didn't tunnel in. They tunneled out, so that it doesn't apply when they tunnel out, only when they tunnel in. Amar Rava, lo shanu ela balabaya ta'atlu lemocha kelav. Moreover, this is only true if you have such a person that would be willing to sell things. Avo balabaya cha'ain aslu limkar kelav. If you have such a person, everybody knows, he never sells anything. He's got stuff collecting in his house, those newspapers from 3 years ago are still there. He never gets rid of anything. Then, lo tzarech laduri alai kulahai. You don't have to go through all this rigmarole. Now the Gemara says, v'dilma istruchle zuze bizavin. What do you mean? Maybe he was very hard up for cash, and therefore he sold it himself. What's the raya that it was a theft? Maybe he, listen, as much as you want to collect junk. After a while, you need the money. It's not to sell things. So the Gemara says, Amar Vashi, after all, but there's a rumor. There's a very good rumor that he was robbed. So there's a good rumor that he was robbed. Plus, he never anyway sells things. And even if he does, it's a very unusual case. Why? Because he normally keeps all his junk. But here, there's a rumor. We believe him. Okay? Now, Itmar. The whole Amar Aleph, till we get to the mission on the bottom, is all this very unusual type of case. Itmar. Ganav u'machar, if you stole and then sold it, v'achakach hukar aganav, and now you find the ganav. Okay? Now, right, so what happened? We've been saying all along, you don't know who the ganav is. But now you know who the ganav is. Right? So again, in our case, Reuven is the purchaser. Right? Then, so we said that Shimon can go to Reuven. Shimon has to go to Reuven, pay Reuven, and get the item back. But now we know that the ganav is right next door. He's the ganav right next door. Call him Levi. So Shimon can go to Reuven or Levi. So what's the halacha? So Rav Amar, Rav said, Rav Meshved Rav Chiyabar Amar had din im harishon. That the din is with the rishon. Who's the rishon? The rishon is the buyer. You can only go to the buyer. Right? Hadim in a rishon. I'm sorry, the rishon is the ganaf. The rishon is the ganaf. Right? You cannot go to the lokeach. You have to go to the ganaf. Rabbi Yochanan Meshved, Rabbi Yane Omar, Hadin Emasheni. Rabbi Yochanan, in the name of Rabbi Yane, says, no, the din is with the second guy. Omar of Yosef, Lo Pligi. They're not even arguing. Khan, Rabbi Yochanan was talking about Lifnei Yeush. Right? Therefore, you have to go to the purchaser. Lo Pligi. Khan, Lifnei Yeush, Hadin Emasheni. If this is before Yeush, the din is with the second guy. Who's the second guy? The purchaser. Why? Because he never purchased it. Why? Because there was no Yeush. So it never was really his. But Khan, Rav was talking about La'achar Yeush, after Yeush. And what? Hadin im harishon. The din is with the ganef. Why? Because once the guy purchased it, it belongs to him. Why? Because it's Yeush and Shina Rishus. Well, not really true. Adim Arishon, Vitarvayu Itzlahud Rav Chista. And they both hold of Rav Chista's din. They both hold of Rav Chista's din. What's Rav Chista's din? From a few days ago. That you can go to Reuven or you can go to Levi. Right? You can remember we had a choice. If you have a choice, if you steal and then you give it to someone else, the victim can go to the first guy or the second guy. They both hold of this. The only question is it before Yeush or after Yeush? Amalei Abaya, v'lo pligi? What, they're not arguing? You said, Rav Yosef, that they're not arguing. And what's the pshat? They both hold of Rav Chista. The only question is if it's before Yeush or not. But wait a minute, says Abaya, v'lo pligi? V'ha matnos kahuna. But what about a matnos kahuna? There are 24 matnos kahuna. One of the matnos kahuna is that every kohen is entitled to what's called zeroa, L'chaim and keva, right? Different parts of an animal, not a carbon. Regular animal, regular butcher shop. You walk into the butcher shop, you buy an animal, you have to give the kohen those three parts of the animal. Now, and kilifnei yeish dami. Those things are like, it's like as if it's before yeish. Why? Because the kohen never gives up hope that he's going to get those parts of the animal. And we see a beferish of Machlokas about that. Why? Ditnan. Because we learned that a mission in Chulin of Kuf Lamed Beis. Amar lo, if a guy walks into a butcher shop and says, Mechar li me'eha shal para, sell me this piece of this part of this para, v'haya behen matanos, and in that portion of the animal that you want to buy, there's something that belongs to the kohen. Has to go to the kohen. V'haya behen matanos, nostin, the buyer, nostin la kohen. He has to give it to the kohen. The ain't a manakalo, and they don't deduct the price. Well, you ordered 14 pounds of meat, but 2 pounds of that goes to the kohen. Therefore, I really only bought 12. No, we don't say that. Why? Because it's built into the price. That has to go to the kohen. I'm deducting it. Okay? They don't manakalo menadamim. You don't deduct the price. Now, lakach haimenu b'mishkal, But what if you say, I just want to buy, in other words, in the case I just told you, he didn't say I want to buy 14 pounds of meat. It's not what he said. What he said was, I want to buy the front half of the animal. The front half of the animal, whatever it is, however much it weighs, I don't care, the front half of the animal. Now, the things in the front half of the animal have to go to the Kohen, has to go to the Kohen. But, look, a guy walks in and says, give me 3 pounds of meat. Right? No, then, and in there is something that has to go to the Kohen, nosna la Kohen, that you give to the Kohen, umanakalo min adamim. And you have to deduct the price. Why? Because that didn't belong to me. It belongs to the Kohen. Now, the Amar Rav, and Rav said there in Chulin, lo shanu, that's only true, elashe shel shakal atmo. That's only true if the buyer weighed it himself. Aval shakalo hatabach, but if the butcher weighed it, right? And the butcher now is stealing from the Kohen by sticking it into my package, then hadin imatabach. The deal is with the Kohen can now sue the butcher and get his money back. What do you see from all that? In our Gemara, in our case, Rav said the deal is with the Rishon. Who's the Rishon? The Ganef. Right? And that's before Yeish or after Yeish. Right? And here, it's before Yeush, and the din is with the din is with the tabach, who's considered the Rishon, and not the purchaser, who's considered the Sheni. So the Gemara answers, Ema, Rabbi Yosef answers to Abaya, Ema af dinem atabach. No, also the tabach. Of course he can go to the guy. Also the tabach. Right? And what's the chiddush of that? Malatayim, I would have thought, Ema tonos kuhunun exeles, that matnas kahuna cannot be stolen like this, and therefore there is no cause of action against the butcher. Kamash Malan, we don't say that. Like I said, there's no such thing as yeush when it comes to the matnas kahuna. Now, ul Abaya d'amar pligi, and Abaya said that Rav and Shmuel, Rav and Rabbi Yochanan are arguing in this case of when you find the ganef. So, b'may k'mili, what are they arguing in? What's the machlokas about? Says the Gemara, Bidr of Chista. They're arguing in the din of Rav Chista. Is such a rule like that? That you can go to either one you want? Okay. Rav Zvid Amar. Rav Zvid says, you know what the machlokas between Rav Rav and Rav Yochanan is about? Kigon, for example, Shinis Yoshua Bailim Bilokeach, where they gave up hope by the Lokeach, Vlonis Yashu Biara Ganef, but not by the Ganef. You know, they know, it's human nature. Right? When someone buys it, you don't think you're going to get it back. But if it's stolen, you think you're going to get it back. They'll find the ganef, they'll catch him, right? So same thing over here. If he sells it to Shimon, he doesn't think he's going to get it back. There's yeush.
How do you know? How does he know what's going on?
What?
How does he know what's going on?
Let's assume he knows. He knows. What do you mean? His book was stolen. So it all becomes common knowledge. So at some point, he's going to realize, hey, this guy is walking around with my book. Where'd you get it from? I bought it. Where'd you buy it? I bought it from that guy in the street. Right? And we know who that guy is. He's a thief. So, Mar, Rabbi Yochanan holds over Yeish va'acharkach rishus, va'acharkach shinui rishus, koni. Yeish first, and then shinui rishus works. But, shinui rishus, first shinui rishus, va'acharkach yeish, and after yeish, lo koni. It doesn't work. Umar savar, and Rav holds lo shna. It makes no difference. It makes no difference what comes first. Says the Ksos, why should it make a difference? It's a difference. There is what comes first. Only according to Rabbi Yochanan, only if yeish comes first is going to work. What's the difference? Says the Ksos, unbelievable thing. He says as follows. Why does a person acquire a stolen item? Why? Either because of Yeush, or Shina Rishus, or both. Which one's the key one? Says the Ksos, that's what they're arguing about. If you hold, if the Iker Kinyan is Yeush, in other words, I really, Yeish alone will get me the item. Yeish alone is enough. Ella what? If it comes to Yibit Isser, how can I be Konet? How can I be konet? Right? Really, it would be enough. But since at the moment I get it, it's an itzer, how can I be konet? Even though yayish would be enough. Therefore, I have to have the rishus change in order to make it mutter. Right? This is the whole thing. The whole ten plot is right here. So according to that, if the yayish comes after the shinui rishus, it won't make a difference. It doesn't help. Why? Because at the moment I had it, I didn't have it beheter. Why? Because there was no yayish yet. So therefore, when the guy buys it, he bought it for iser. Why? Because there's a shinui rishus, but there is no yayish. Yayish is really the key. But you can't have yayish with an iser. So for technical reasons, I have to have a shinui rishus. It's not ma'akev. It's a technical reason. What's the technical reason? It has nothing to do with the hilchas gzela. It has to do with hilchas kinyanim. I can't acquire something to itzer. So I need the shini rishus to allow the yeish to kick in. You hear this? Therefore, the order is important. That's Rabbi Yochanan's pshat. That's the svar of Rabbi Yochanan. And Rav says, makes no difference. That's not the rule. Who said that the shini is the key? It could be the shini rishus is the key. I'm sorry, who said yeish is the key? That's Rabbi Yochanan holds like that. Rav doesn't hold like that. No, the shini rishus is the key. Therefore, it makes no difference. The order doesn't make a difference. That's what they're arguing in. Okay? Rav Papa says, a new pshat, big glima, if somebody stole a shirt, the kuliyama lo pligi, the hadalamare, everybody holds, you give that back. V'hacha ba'asuba takanas hashuk kamiflagi. And here, they're arguing in the whole idea of takanas hashuk. Do you say takanas hashuk if you see the guy right there? If you see the guy right there, the guy is right there. What kind of takanas hashuk? Remember what I said takanas hashuk is? Takanas hashuk means we want people to go into stores and buy things. We don't want them always second guessing, hey, maybe this is gzela, maybe this is stolen, right? We want people to have commerce. How could you say that if the ganav is right there and everybody knows he's a ganav? We caught him already. We still said the ganav is a shuk? That doesn't make any sense. So therefore, Rabbi Shved Rechiel Amar Hadin Emarishon, meaning, Dina de Lokeach, the Lishkol Zuzim Eganav. Now, we make the Lokeach go to the ganav. Why? The ganav is a shuk doesn't apply. You knew all along he was a ganav. V'lo also about the ganav is a shuk. There is no ganav is a shuk in this case. For Rabbi Yochanan, Mishul de Rabbi Yane, Omar, no, Adin Menasheni, Dina de Lokech, Lemishkul Mibala Bayis. We still say Takanas Hashuk, what's about Takanas Hashuk? We still say Takanas Hashuk, it's such a far-fetched, such a far Takana, even though we know the Ganav is right there, and maybe the Lokech even knew he was a Ganav. We still say Takanas Hashuk, and therefore the Din is with the Sheni. Okay, now, Vesav Rav, lo, what's about Takanas Hashuk? What? Rav says we don't say Takanas Hashuk? Vahar Rav Huna, Tamid de Rav Hava. So Rav Huna was a Talmud of Rav, and this question assumes that Rav Huna would never paskin other than like Rav. He would not paskin like his own, even though you're allowed to, you don't have to paskin like your Rebbe, but we assume for this question that Rav Huna would not paskin without Rav. And there was a story, the Chanan Bisha, there was a guy named Chanan Bisha, he's called Chanan, Bisha means he was a bad guy, the Ganav Glima, he stole a shirt, Vizavne, and he sold it to somebody else. And also the Kamei de Rav Huna, and they came in front of Rav Huna, Amalei, and Rav Huna said, Lahu Gavra, to the victim, Zil Shari Avitach. Forget your mashkin. Okay? In other words, pay for the shirt, and they'll get the shirt back. Right? Now, how can we say that? We know who the Ganaf is. The Ganaf is Chanan Bisha. And what do we still say? Takanas Hashuk. Rav, how can Rav hold that we don't say Takanas Hashuk when we know who the guy is? Rav Huna paskin like that. How would Rav Huna paskin like that if Rav didn't hold like that? So the Gemara says, no, Shani Chanan Bisha. Chanan Bisha is a little different. You know why? Kivin de Lekel Ishtalume Mine. He had no money. Since he had no money, Kilo Hooker Dummy. It's as if we don't know who he is. Why should that be? Not sure. Now, Amar Rava, says Rava, building on this, Im Ganav Meforsim Hu, if he was a Ganav that everybody knew, Lo Asibat Takanas Hashuk. We don't make Takanas Hashuk for the everybody knows him. Right? Everybody knows the guy's a thief. You walked into the store, you know that everything in there is stolen. I'm making Takanas Hashuk like that. Right, we said the whole thing is if you're into unsuspecting. Right, if you're unsuspecting. What do you mean you're unsuspecting? Everybody knows. This guy, everybody knows. Ah, Vachanabisha de Meforsim Hava. Vachanabisha was a known guy, and we allowed that. So the Gemara says, no, the Hidim of Forsam live Yishusa. He was famous for being bad. But Vilugin Rusalov of Forsam, he wasn't before Forsam for being a Ganaf. Okay, he was a lowlife. To be a Ganaf, it's already a whole different thing. That we didn't know. And therefore, we applied the Kalanat Hashuk even for Chanan Bisha. And I already gave the same answer. They didn't have any money. So he's like, it's as if he's not Mefursim. I don't know, we didn't give that answer. Maybe that's the Dochag answer anyway. What?
There's a whole bunch of things we have with people who are thieves.
What do you mean?
Sometimes a thief can steal something. Yeah. So you sell the guy out.
Yeah.
Something.
No, but we're talking about, you walked in late. So Takanas Hashuk means that if you buy an item in the street, you walk into a store and you buy an item, and it turns out it's stolen. We don't make you, the guy who purchased the item, go deal now with the Ganav. Because we make the owner of the item do it. Why? Because we don't want people not to walk into stores and say, I don't know, buy it, maybe it's stolen. We don't want to do that. We don't want to stifle business. But, so Rava said, but if it's a Mefursim, then it's a thief, then what are you going into that store for? Okay, Itmar. Now another, all these strange things over here. Ganav, a guy steals an item. Uparach b'chovo. And with that item, he pays off a loan. Right? Or, Ganav, he steals an item, upara behekefo, and he pays off his credit cards with that item, right? He pays off his debt. He pays off his credit, or he pays off a debt. It's the same thing. Lo asiva takanas hashuk. We don't apply the din of takanas hashuk. Why not? It's very simple, why not? The omri, the lava daite, the yahid, you have his lo midi. This item, right? It's not an exchange, right? Lo adaite dahanu yahavis le midi. There's not an exchange for this item. He got it. No one got anything. All that happened was somebody stole a shirt and paid off a debt. Who exactly is now going to taina that I want to be protected from with takanas hashuk? Who's going to make that taina? There's nobody to make that taina, right? Somebody borrowed money a month before this happened. Somebody borrowed money. Reuven borrowed money from Shimon. What happened? Reuven now owes money to Shimon. So he stole a shirt and from Levi and he paid it to Shimon. Who's tying the Karas Hashuk over here? Shimon? Shimon didn't buy the shirt. He lent him money. Right? The whole thing doesn't apply. It's not a one-for-one exchange. Right? Again, Reuven owes money to Shimon. Doesn't have the money to pay. So what does he do? He steals a diamond from Levi and pays to Shimon. Who's going to tie him at the Karnas Hashuk? The guy who... The Malveh? He didn't buy the shirt. The whole thing doesn't apply. Okay? No, make sense? Now that we said that, now we're going to stay with all these weird cases. Mashkanta. Let's say a mashkin. You give a guy a mashkin, or he steals a mashkin. Right? In other words, he gave a stolen item as a mashkin. Okay, he gave a stolen item as a mashkin. Now, Shavi Maslan Bama. If it was a $100 loan, he gave a $200 mashkin. That's normal, by the way. It was normal that the mashkin was worth more than the loan to make sure that the guy really would pay back the loan, get back that mashkin. It's worth double. Makes sense. Asibar Takanas Hashuk. Then we will say Takanas Hashuk. Why? Because the reasoning is clearly applicable. Shava b'shava, if it was worth a dollar for dollar, that's already a machlokas. Amem or amar lo asabat takanas hashuk, it's not normal. It should have been a wake-up call to the lender. Hey, wait a minute, I'm lending him $100, he's giving me $100 mashkin? That doesn't make any sense. Nobody would do that. Hey, this must be stolen. Umar zutra amar asabat takanas hashuk. We do say takanas hashuk, we're going to leave out that line because we're going to read it in 5 seconds. Zavina, what about a sale? An item that was sold to another person, shave b'shave, dollar for dollar, asabat takanas hashuk. Of course we say takanas hashuk, that's what we've been saying all along. Shave me'a b'masan, if the item was worth 100 and somebody paid 200, we say takanas hashuk, that's very unusual. Rav Sheshet Amar lo asabat takanas hashuk, the Rav Amar asabat takanas hashuk. V'ilchas ad-halacha is, b'chulu in all these cases, whether it's a mashkin or a loan or dollar for dollar or not, us about takanas hashuk, we all say takanas hashuk, levar, except for ganav parachovo, ganav parbehekefo. Unless the stolen item was used to pay off a debt. We don't say takanas hashuk in that case because it makes no sense. In all the other cases, we do say takanas hashuk, even though there could be a tzad, why it should not apply. Now, avibi bar nazi, Avimi Barnazi was Chamua de Ravina. He was the father-in-law of Ravina. Havimasik Bahu Gavra, and he was claiming from somebody, Arbazuz, $4. So that guy, the guy owed Avimi's father, Ravina's father-in-law, $4. Ganav Glima, so what did he do? He stole a shirt. Va'asinahile. And he went to Avimi, and he said, I don't have $4, but I have a shirt. Avimi didn't know it was stolen. He said, fine, I'll take it. Then he lends him another 4 zuz. Right? Lasov, the bottom line is, hukar aganav. Everybody realized, this guy's a thief. So, asala kamed Ravina, so he goes to his son-in-law Ravina and says, paskin the case for me. Omar, so he says, kamai, the first 4 zuz. The original one, ganav aparachovo. That's considered a case of someone stole and he paid off a debt. Lobo lemeitziv lev lo midi. Nothing more to say about that. There's no takaras hashuk. Right? We said, there's no takaras hashuk by paying off a debt. Now, hanach arbazuz yachmini, the next 4 zuz that you lent him, now ready, shekal zuzach. Take the money, v'hadar glimi, and return the shirt. In other words, the shirt's a mashkin. Maskevlar of Cohen, it's an unbelievable name, of Cohen. I never heard of him before. Rav Cohen asked the following question. What? Yeah, Rabbi Cohen. Rabbi Cohen. Maskevlar of Cohen. So Rav Cohen asks, Vidilma, Glima Bahani Zuzi Kamayavi Nihile, who said that the shirt was a mashkin for the second loan? You just said, Gunavaparachovo, Gunavaparachafo. You just said that the shirt was to pay off the first loan. Arba Zuzi Basrai, the second 4 zuz, the second loan, Hemune Hemne. He lends him because he trusts him. There's no mashkin for that. Kiheke de Hene Meikara. Just like he lends him the first 4 zuz without any mashkin. He did it out of the goodness of his heart. Turns out, this guy's a total thief. Stole a shirt to pay off the debt. Now you're using that shirt as a mashkin for the second debt? That doesn't make any sense. The Gemara says, you're right. Igali Milsa, Matala Kamei Dervavo, Amar Hilchas Akrav Kohen. He's 100% Akrav Kohen. Right? Therefore, it's a mashkin, and the mashkins, we do say takanas hashuk, or it's nothing, and we do say takanas hashuk. Okay. Now, this is not a hard piece of Gemara. We're running out of time. Just a hold cup. Not hard. Narsha Gonav Safra. A guy from the town of Narsha, or Narash, stole a book. Zavne le Papunoi. He sold it to a guy from Papunoi, the Tamne Zuzi, the 80 Zuz. Ozel Papunoi, that guy, Zavne Labar Mechuza. He sold the book to Bar Mechuza, the Mayor of Eshman Zuz, for 120 Zuz. Vilsav Hukar Aganav. Then everything comes home to roost. Now what do we do? So Amar Abaya, Abaya says as follows. Lezel Mori de Safra, the owner of the book should go, Vyavle Labar Mechuza, go to the last guy. Go to Bar Mechuza, the guy from Mechuza, Betamne Zuzi, and make him pay the owner 80 Zuz. Right, we think the Kanas Ashuk, right? Make him pay 80 zuz. Felishkal Sifre. And let him get his safer. But the guy from Mechuza bought it for 120. He's only getting 80. So let him, Azal, V'Azal, let him go. V'Azal by Mechuza, let him go. V'Shakal, Arboim Papunoi. Let him go get 40 zuz from the Papunoi. Now that makes no sense. Very difficult sheet that Abai is saying. The reason he's saying it is because, now, why is he saying it like this? Why is he saying it like this? Because we don't say takanas hashuk when there's two buyers. That's a bayashita. We don't say takanas hashuk when there's two buyers. Now, it's very difficult svara. Maskefla, Rava, why not? Hashta. Lokeach miganov. If you buy it from the ganov himself, also with takanas hashuk. We do say it. Well, lokeach mibaya. So you don't hold, lokeach, we don't? So all the more reason. A guy, I didn't even buy it from a suspicious character. I bought it from my neighbor. I still don't say the Kanas Ashok. It doesn't make any sense. It's El Amarava, no. Lezel Mori de Sifre Vyavle, Labar Mechuzah, Mei Vesrin Zuz. Let the owner pay 120 Zuz. Pay to the Bnei Chuzoi, and he's made whole. Gets the book back. Now, Veshakal Sifra, and he goes, and he takes the book. The Lezel Mori de Sifra, now the owner of the book is out 120 Zuz. He's got to get it back, right? What does he do? Lishkal Abor Mepapanoi, Vitan Liminar Shah. 80 from him and 40 from him. Okay? Next Mishnah is fascinating Mishnah. Always wondered about this halacha. Here it is. Zebo b'chaviso shel yayin. A guy's walking down the street with a jug of wine. Zebo b'kaizo shel devash. Another guy's walking down the street with a jar of honey. We're assuming now that the honey's worth more. Okay? Nistiga hachavet shel dvash. The dvash gets a hole in it and it's starting to leak. So, what does his friend do? V'shafach zeh. V'shafach zeh zgeno. The friend pours out his wine on his own. He's losing the wine because the honey's much more expensive. So he loses the wine. V'hitzilas hadvash l'socho. And he uses his jug to save the wine, to save the honey. As a chesed, did as a chesed. Ein lo elascharo. What can he collect now from the owner of the honey? His lost time in doing this whole endeavor. Can he get paid for the wine? Absolutely not. Why not? Who asked him to do it? No one asked him. Right? No one asked him. Im Omar, but if he yelled and said, Atzel es shalcha, lose yours, save mine, v'atenosin li es demei shali. I'm sorry. If the owner of the wine said, do you want me to do this? Do you want me to atil es shalcha? Should I save your honey? V'atenosin li shali, es demei shali, and you'll pay me for the wine? Chayev. He's chayev. If he does that, he's chayev. He asks the Me'iri, what's the chiddush? Of course he's chayev. If I made a deal with you, I'm chayev. What does the Mishnah tell me that for? It's obvious. No? Not pasha pshat? I need the Mishnah to tell me, and if we made a deal that you have to pay, you have to carry out your deal? Says the Me'iri. One second. I'm sorry. Yeah, what's the chiddush in this? Right, I'm sorry. The Be'iri didn't ask that question. The Rabbeinu Yohanan asked that question. I would have thought that there's a mitzvah upon every person to go listen to Meshuras Hadin and to do chesed, right? Well, the world stands on chesed. I would have thought that everyone has to go listen to Meshuras Hadin. However, maybe not. Why? Because the Mechilta in Yisro says that kol mitzvah shematan zchar besido ein bezdin mitzvah lahachriach adam aleha. There's no such deal like that. If the bezdin doesn't have to force you to do anything with the zchar is written, kmo kein mitzvah lefnei meshuras hadin matan zchar besido, because it says behidur mitzvah ad shlish mitzvah, and we interpret that to mean you get a third of the zchar. So I would have thought you have to do all this anyway. Klomar, right, that he's going to get back his payment in Olam Hazeh, and therefore he has to do it anyway. Kamashal, he doesn't have to do it, unless he specify. Okay? Unless he specify. I would have thought that the Lefnei Meshuras Hadin, you have to do it anyway. Absolutely not. Now, very similar case, but not the same. Shataf, Nachal, Chamoro, V'chamor Chaveiro. My donkey and your donkey are both drowning. Shalo Yafamana, mine's worth 100, Shachaveiro Masayim. Yours is worth 200. V'aniach Zeh, Es Chamor, Es shalo vitel es shal chaveiro, and I let mine die to save yours because yours is worth more. Ein lo elas chavo. The only thing I can get is the lost time. Why? Who has to do that? V'im omar lo ani atil es shal chav atenosin es shali chayev litin lo. But if we make this deal, you have to pay me. The difference here is that one of them is going to die no matter what. In other words, by the case of the wine, my wine wasn't going to go to loss. I on purpose made it go loss. Here, any one of them is going to go. So I chose mine. Why? Because yours is more expensive. So it's a little bit of a different case. It's a little bit different. Now, the meat of this idea that you can't get paid for your chesed is really not today. Today, the Gemara discusses all this other side thing. The Amai, why is it true that the dvash goes to waste? Lemalei, let the owner, the Baal Dvash say, he could say, I'm sorry, the Baal Yayin could say to the Baal Dvash, Lemalei, Hefkera Kazachina. It was, anyway it was going to low, anyway it was going down the drain. So all I did was save Hefker. It should belong to me. Why do all I get is Schar? It should belong to me. Right? Anyway it was going to go Hefker. So, Milo Tanya, didn't we learn, Hareshaya Adam Ton Kadiyai V'Kadi Shemin, Roshay Mishtabros. If a guy is carrying oil and wine, and he sees it's breaking, so he realizes it's going to go to waste. So what does he do? Lo Yomar Harezeh Maisrael Peros Chiyeshli B'soch Besi. Now let us say, okay, this is wine, in 5 minutes, it's going to break, it's going to be worthless, I'm going to be mafresh all my trumas and maisrus on this barrel of wine here that's breaking. Therefore, I'll save it, I don't have to give truma now. I'll give a truma on this, this is going to waste. Right, everyone asks, how can you give truma if it's not nearby? Right, it has to be nearby. So maybe Bishas HaChak, it doesn't have to be there, maybe the tongue of the Chachila, maybe it was Erev Shabbos, there's a reason. So that's a good way out, no? You're not allowed to do that. V'im Amar lo Amar klum, and if you did say it, it's meaningless, right? So what do you see from there? That you cannot, that if it's, what do you see from there? Yeah, it's Hefker. It's Hefker. We don't say over that it's worth something, we say it's worth nothing. You're not allowed to do that. So the Gemara says, no, Kedam Rabbi Yirmiyah, Kishe'ekel Beis Habad, Karach Aleha. In other words, somehow, I don't know what that means exactly, the part of the wine press, in other words, it's dripping slowly. That's the bottom line. It's dripping slowly. That's such a big loss. It's only dripping slowly. You're not losing the whole barrel in one shot. Hachanami, Kishe'ekel Beis Habad, Karach Aleha. Same thing over here, it's dripping slowly. V'im Amar, fine. It's dripping slowly. V'im Amar, Lo Amar Klum. What, and if he said, I want to be mafresh the truma on the barrel that's leaking slowly, it's nothing for Tanya. Misha Baba Derech Amaris Biado. If the guy's got, if the guy's walking to Yerushalayim to give his mice to whatever reason, and the robber comes into the car, the anas and kinegdo, and a robber comes, lo yomer, he can't say habi peiros sheishli b'soch beisim mechulav amos halalu. The peiros I have in my house should be now mechulal on this money, and this money now is not my sasheni. Robber, you want to steal my sasheni money? You got to take it to Yerushalayim and spend it over there. Can't do that. But v'im amar, tarf kiyamin. But v'diyavet, it'll work. Why will it work? So the Gemara says, hachamai skinon, kishyachal ahatzil. You were able to save the money. So e kishyachal ahatzil, betchila, lechatchila, mailo amar. So then lechatchila, why can't you say it? If you could save the money. In other words, you could maybe talk your way out of this robber. It's not definitely going to waste. You could talk your way out of it. So if you could talk your way out of it, why can't lechatchila do that? But kishyachal ahatzil, adet chak. It's only going to be saved al yedei hadchak. Really, it's going to be very difficult. So it says the Gemara, one more minute. The chol heichad ikah hafseda lechatchila lo yomar. What, if there's ever going to be a loss, I can't say this? Not true. Vatanya, harishahayelo eser chavios shel tevel. I have 10 barrels of tevel. A levi has 10 barrels of tevel. Tomei. And it's tomei. V'ro achas mehen shenishpura, and you see one of them is breaking. Ocean is galgala, or it was left open overnight. So the halacha is, maybe a snake was in there. You're not allowed to drink it. Omer, you're allowed to say harehi trumas meiser al teisha chavroseha. This barrel is now going to become trumas meiser on the other 9, and it's going to waste. Why? Because it's tummy. The only thing you can do with it, but you can't do anything with it because you're not allowed to drink it. But over the b'shemen, but if it's oil, lo yasekin, you can't do that. But neisha masid kohen. Because the Kohen's going to lose out, because if it wasn't, because a Kohen could use Tamei oil for fuel. He's allowed to. Now, Amr of Yirmiyah, Yirmiyah gives us the exact same answer. Kishikal Beis Habad Karach Aleha. We're talking about a case where it's dripping slowly. So the Gemara says, Bishlama Nishinishbara Chazya. It's good. If it breaks, it's good. It's good. If it's dripping out slowly. Why? Right, because it's dripping out slowly. Elashin is gagal my chazia. But if it was left open, uncovered, what can I do with this wine? Nothing I can ever do with it. You're not allowed to drink it. So the Gemara says, v'chite machazia lezilov. Well, maybe you can use it to sprinkle the house to make the house smell nice. You're not allowed to do that. V'atanya mayim shin is galu mayim that was uncovered overnight. Harizal yish pechein berushos harabim. You're not allowed to throw it into the streets. V'leigabel behenas atid. You can't use it to make clay. V'leigarbets behenas abayis. You can't use it to settle the dust in your house. V'leyashkem behenas behemto. You can't even give it to an animal to drink. V'lebehemis chavero. Not even your friend's animal. Why? Because there's a sakana here. You can't do anything with it. You can't even use it to sprinkle your house. So the Gemara says, no, the avale ben misanenes. You had it through a strainer. Kirab nechemia. The tiny ben misanenes, yeispo mishum, the avale ben misanenes. Right, it went through a strainer. Kirab nechemia, the tanya, misanenes, if you went through a strainer, yeispo mishum gilu. That doesn't save it. Amr ben nechemia, aimasai, when is that true? Bisman shatachtona magula. If the bottom one is uncovered. Aval bisman shatachtona machusa, but if the top one had a strainer, then afal pishal yona magula, ein bo mishum gilu, even if the bottom one was uncovered, the top one had a strainer, I'm not going to show the matthias of this case, it's okay, lefisha arat shal nachash domal esfog, because the poison of a snake is like a sponge, vitzaf va'omeid bimkomo, and it stays in its place. Now wait a minute, lavit marala, amar of Simon, amar of Yeshua ben Levi, lo shana elo shalo tarko, that's only if it didn't get mixed, aval tarko aser, but if it got mixed, it's aser, ha samnami, there too, efshar demanach na'apume di havisa shafile. Somehow you're able to get the poison, even if it got mixed, apparently didn't get mixed so well, it's not so thorough, and somehow you could be able, with a strainer, you could be able to get the poison out, therefore it's not a problem. All right, we'll stop here, and we'll resume tomorrow with Reb Nechemya Mitarmina.